Okay, Sunday night, Shara Avodas Elokim. Women's Chayos Halavos year and Sunday night. We're really about to embark upon a dialogue between, we're in Perek Hey, Shara Avodas Elokim, and we're embarking on the dialogue between the Seichel and the Nefesh. The Nefesh representing the nefesh hachiyuni in a person, the life force, and the seichel is talking to the nefesh how to devote itself to avodas Hashem. We're talking about the highest level of avodas Hashem. We're not talking about the obedience level. We're talking about he'ora sichlis, and so that comes from the seichel, and the seichel has to convince the guf, or the nefesh achiyuni of a person, the life force of a person, to give up on certain comforts and to not make that the focus of its life, and to be kone of these good midos, and really, really to lose its ego, we'll call it, to lose ultimately its sense of self and be misbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learned a few lines before we start with the first Vayomer Lenefesh, but we talked already that he told us where he's going with this, that he wants to get to the point where a person feels Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, and it's overwhelming. And if he thinks about everything Hashem did for him or her in their lifetime and in their bodies and in their relationships, and where they came from, and how they got to where they're now, so you feel this overwhelming sense of gratitude. Those were the last few lines before this conversation starts. He says, Yitba'as Nafsho, I'm learning the last few lines before. Yitba'as Nafsho, he demands of himself, Amesha his Bora Chiyuva B'Sichlo, what he clarified in his Seichel, Migmul Balei HaTovos B'Tov, because that was one of the premises of a thinking person, that you pay back the good for when people bestowed good upon you. Ubechor betzedek. The yivchar ligmol elokim yisalel rov tovos vetzlo. So he wants to pay back Hashem, and he's driven by that need. As I said, a person is wired to feel hakaras hatov and to feel really not at rest till you could fulfill that. You're taking from a person, you have to somehow show your appreciation, and that becomes a driving force. And then what happens is, so you have this compelling drive, and again, you can experience it, you just want to acknowledge it. You can't wait to meet the person and say how much you enjoyed their gift, how much you used their gift, how good it is, how thoughtful it is. So this becomes, with the Eibishter, it becomes all-consuming. So then what happens is, what the Chovetz Chabad considers a very fundamental yisod in Avodas Hashem, and that's kniya. You feel humbled by the fact that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do is for your good, rather not for His good. And there's nothing you can really do to pay back the tova. So you feel nichna, you feel kniya. You don't feel worthy. You can't even do it, and even when you do it, like it's a tipa shabiyam, and he said you should do it anyway. It's like, you can't, it's overwhelming. You can't possibly thank Hashem for everything He did. And im shena bar tzarchlo, and then you, one day you chap that, wait a second, Hashem doesn't need any of this. This is all for me. That I should gain something out of this experience. I don't even, he doesn't need this. So then you invite them behind the eight ball, trying to catch up to be thankful for him. Yischayev lihikana v'li yoshofel v'nokel eitzel atzmo. And this we're going to see later, that this gufa is an avodas Hashem. It's an avodas Hashem to feel humble, and servants of Hashem, to feel humbled, to feel, what can I do to please my master? And that gufa, that feeling of kniya, that you realize you have no sense of self, and all you can do is listen to and adhere to the Ratzon Hashem, so that's very humbling. And that's what he says. V'achakach yitpe esichlo v'yashofo v'nokol etzol atzmo v'achakach yitpe esichlo b'masim. And he has to figure out which ma'asim to do that will get him karov to Hashem. Sheben yitocho l'geshes l'uskar v'lo l'okim. It's just serving Hashem, it's by being nichna. That's the essence service of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want more than that. The Torah will flow memela, right? If you have a person, right, that's understands that he has to be maketov, right? So then he'll understand already that there are things that he has to do in order to be magshim the philosophy. So yit by a sichlo masim asher kadesh yud tmuraso gemulo should work the yireo sichlo al haderech hayishara b'zeh, and the sichlo will lead him to the straight path. If he means sincere and he means it erlich, so then he won't go wrong. Vayomer l'nefesh. Now he starts talking to the nefesh. Ha'im is barer etzlcha. Ha'vikayim b'daitcha. Sha'at chavula b'tovas bor'ech. U'knuya b'rov chasodav v'otzem chanosav. That's from the Lashon Chanina, chen. Are you aware, do you live with the knowledge that Sha'at Chavula B'Tolos Borech, you're tied and you're kosher to what Hashem has bestowed upon you, and you have to thank Him, you have to figure out how to do things that He would want, that would please Him. But do you know that this is something you have to do? It's not just a question of choice. Do you realize, are you excited about it? You know, do you realize that you owe Hashem a tremendous great, a tremendous debt of gratitude? The nefesh is the nefesh chiyuni, the life force of a person that wants to... Well, you can call it the goof, but I mean, we're talking a conversation. We're not talking to the goof. We're talking to the intellect, the seichel, and the life force of a person, from which comes the desire to eat and to drink and to be comfortable and to rest and to procreate, etc. Koach hachiyuni, it's called. So, like the first thing, the nefesh. The first thing the Sechel asks the Nefesh is, are you cognizant and have you internalized and do you realize? Did you learn Shara Bechina? That's what I was saying. Have you internalized what a debt of gratitude you have to Hashem? Do you feel that way? Right? It's a deep question here. Let me tell you, he's not just repeating the whole Shara in the form of a conversation. He adds new depth to it. A person can feel like Aras HaTov and the need to acknowledge and to thank as an obligation. You know, it's something I have to do. Like your mother says, say thank you, thank you. Right, so Hashem, so the Chavis HaVavis is teaching us that you have to say thank you to Hashem. He doesn't want that. It's missing the whole point of Ha'ara Toronis. Once I do it because I'm obligated to do it, That's already it's Toronis. It has all of those chisronis. He wants you to feel, and it should flow from inside of you, just like you do. Again, I'll say it, just like you do when you gave me the wheelie, when the wheelie, right? So I couldn't wait to see you and to thank you. I could, like, it was exciting. I gotta tell them how much I appreciate it, how much I like it, how much it's, how good it is, and all the parts, and I'll describe and this and that. That's what you have to feel towards the Eibishter. I can't wait to find something that will be pleasing to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fat. I can tell him how much I appreciate it. Like I was thinking today about I'm alive, and I have this, and I have that, and look at that, and what happened to me in my life. First, what time is the next davening? So that's the question to the nefesh. At chavula, it's a very important word. You're tied, you're kashur, you're saddled. B'tovus borech uknuya barov chasodav v'meila yakonui to him v'otzum chanosav. V'tomer kain. That's the right answer. So the seichel does not let up, because it's a very easy sentence to say. Cain. So let's take it further. Omala haseichel ayim daitech lefroa ktsas machet chayevus lebore. So what are you going to do about it? Good. You have this, you're bursting with thankfulness. So do you realize what the next logical step is? You have to pay it back. You have to pay it. You pay it by acknowledging. Omra nefesh kain. So again, you know, it's probably a multiple choice question. So we've got the mivchan amerikai. So we got the right answer. In other words, first of all, do you feel this way, and do you have a game plan how you're going to pay this debt of gratitude? Amul haSeichel, the Seichel says something very deep, and this is very nogea chinuch, going on a diet, very nogea, anything you want someone to do, coming to night seder, anything. Ve'echi tochin loch ze im rifyon kaspeche lof. Very, very, you have to want it. You can't do anything with a person that doesn't want. You can't send him or her to therapy. You can't tell him on a diet. If a person doesn't want to do it, he's not going to do it. Or he'll do it perfunctorily. He has to want to do it. You want to create a desire. So the seichel is asking the nefesh, you're answering, yeah. Hashem and Karas HaTov, okay. He says, but if you don't have a burning desire, it means it's not real. You have to, this is something your neshama wants to, you want to bond with Hashem, you should be breaking down my door to ask me how to do it. V'echi tochin loze im rifyon kasvech is from the lashon of the desire. With the weakness of your desire. I don't hear you, I don't see you waiting online to find out. V'einenu sovel merirus harafua elamishu nichsaf labrius. That's such a beautiful sentence. No one would willingly subject themselves to the bitterness of the medicine unless they really, really wanted to get better. So you say, okay, I'll be better in 3 days if I take the penicillin, right? If I take the medicine now. You don't have a desire to be good. You don't have a desire to be makatov to Hashem. You know, you're not sure where this path is leading you down to. You don't know if you want to. So he says, I can't start with you then. Because the refuah, the medicine I have prescribed, the prescription I'm giving you, is very strong medicine. And if you don't want to do it, if you, again, we're talking about real, real pnimi want to. Because we're talking about the whole life change. So if you don't want to do it, you're not going to be soivel the koshi harafua. Amar nefesh, kosvi, my desire, chazak, v'tzari godol lefro mimashatasig yodai b'meshiyesh laloka alai. I experienced this already, I am aware of it and I want it. And I feel I'm chaser. I feel I owe this. My mashi tasig yodim, my mashi esh laloka alai. V'atol zarezo si od. Tell me more. I need more inspiration. But certainly I want to be good. I want it. Amul ha-seichel. Im tomri emes, if you're telling the truth, b'asher sipar did deep down. V'asher shetatzliach b'achor refuah. This is like every time you send someone to therapy, you say the same thing. If you want to go, you want to get better, you want to learn what you're all about and figure out, so then good. Efshe shetatzliach b'achor refuah. Then the refuah will take hold. V'meinenu emes kasher amarta loma tifti nafshech. You're wasting your time. You might sit still in class, but you're wasting your time. You're wasting my time, you're wasting your time. If you don't want, you know, you have a sense, I mean, this happens all the time. You send someone to therapy, they don't want to go. So you go, okay, you got to go. Yeah, I'll go. But nothing's happening. Last place, you have a therapist that learns how to love us, and we're learning how to awaken someone's desire, how to make him want to get better. But without that initial nakuda of wanting to get better, you can't start chavis halavas. You can't start anything. Im tomri emes kasher sipar, that you want to be taught how, you want to be given the tools to learn how. Efshe shetatzliach b'achor refuah. V'meinenu emes kasher amart lama tifti nafshech. What are you seducing yourself, talking yourself into it? You know, the doctor doesn't care, so to speak. I mean, when you're fooling the doctor says, how many times do you feel this pain in your chest? Oh, once a day. So, who are you fooling? You're fooling the doctor. The doctor is, you know, you're fooling yourself. When the cholah lies to the rofe, ain't no mona kiyamatzmo. He's just messing himself up. Umafsa the rofe tircho. I don't know. Not nowadays, maybe in that economy, the rofe is mafsa tzchar tircho. The yachbal ala cholah cholio, and the cholah will just get worse. So you have to want, you have to desire, you have to have a game plan how you're going to climb out of that and develop a desire. He says, if you don't have the desire, it's not going to work. The whole system won't work. And then the seichel warns the nefesh again, you know, you're just wasting everyone's time. If you're not holding by this. Okay. So after this ringing declaration of the nefesh, Amalah Seichel, Emye Kosvech Lo, again, Kosvech, your desire for him to know Hashem. After you understand fully,
ba'otsumachet chayavus lalokim en hagmul umiut mashiyesh biyecholteich mimenu. How much, how overwhelming it is what you owe Hashem. V'chi b'harpuscha bo mapoloscha. If you weaken in that commitment, if you weaken and you don't. V'chi b'hasrupech bo mapoloscha. V'shtadlusech bo hatzoloscha v'chi yusech. Kosfeich emes v'chetzonochutz. He says, if you truly have this desire, it's not just some stunt. But if you truly have the desire to want to learn this chayvus halbamos, so I'll teach it. If you want to learn it, but he says a deep idea. If you understand that this is vital for you to know. You know, the person can think, you know, it's nice to know, but it's not really vital to what it's all about, you know. It's nice, it's an Indian, but it's not vital. But he says it has to be vital. A person, there's a sense of Hakaras HaTov, has to be vital, and this is his whole avoda, and it's based on this, and he has a chance to do it, you know, to... has a chance to acknowledge and to praise. The Imlav who sheker, and if you don't have the burning desire, so Amra Nefesh. So the Nefesh again gives the right answer. Like Pasuk Cheftzi Miyos Rafa Uksavi Kozev. I was taught by my Rabbeim that I feel comfortable that I've gotten it. The pattern we talked about, I'm okay with that. He's telling him, I can't help you. I can't help you. But you have to desire, you have to want, then I can start helping you. And he says, okay. I want. So he says, like, let's say you go to a doctor. He says, the doctor says, you're still eating the garbage. I can't do anything for you. You want to improve, you want to. But you're still eating junk food. So I can't do anything for you. This is if they have the desire and if everything, but. There's some disconnect. So here also he says, "His apki al sarher afua, b'sivli mirius hasam b'roa taimai, achar." But only after I share tindi min amachal rasha yis megalab regila bo. I can't. You have to first. Okay, we're gonna start now. New regimen, but you have to stop the old. You have to. Omro lo ha-nefesh, u'ma ha-machal ha-rasher, z'his regilo bom b'no heges, omro lo ha-seichel, hi ha-mida ha-maguna she-govra lo m'yesh yisucha, v'kol choseho ha-machzik emoso m'tchilat kidulecha. Your mida is the way, from when you were born, you want things. You want to be comfortable, you're looking for comfort, you're looking always to be fed. This is the Mida Maguna that you always have. It's not even your fault, almost. You have this.
Veizu midu hemida hazolst nefesh yes ksumayin akoch somachzikus also. Omer haseichel hamidos hamugunos shubach ravos. That's nice. Aval sharoshim vikarm shtei midos. It primarily has, you can analyze it, and two major sources. Achas mehen avos hanos hagufios. One is taiva. You want to be comfortable. You want to have it good. What you call good, you want to take it easy. You don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want to be extend yourself. Number one, this is in the Moshe of Iov. Who gufech? V'amido hashenis avas asrora. That's kavod. Wanting kavod. V'agadula, v'agayus, v'agbos, v'agavus, v'akina. Because it would mean a knia. It would mean that I need this person, this power. So you have these kochos in you that are poison. And until you rid yourself of the poison, I can't do much for you. Okay, we're getting like Amra Seichel Kochos Amido Harishona is love of luxury. Hey Mosei HaMichel VaMishter VaLevush VaTnuma VaMenucha VaShalom VaChadoyim Elohem. Want to take it easy? Avol Kochos Amido Hey Shein is Hey Mosrei Hadibur. This is what we have. The love is very. Says it all comes back by talking too much. For Rov Chevras Bnei Adam, they spend the whole day talking. It's not a slam. The Avas Hamahalel, you like when people praise you. The Kovod Mehem, the Kina Bohem Bikinyanim Hoylamiim. From your desire, so then you have to get rid of these. If you truly want to serve Hashem, you have to get rid of the things in your neshama that don't allow, that make a disconnect. Then I can start talking to you about refuah. You first have to get a kid. You have to get someone that's willing to improve. And wants to be taught how to. And then is willing to get rid of the poison that's not allowing it to happen. It's the same in the physical world. It's like trying to get someone into therapy, like, or someone's got someone to go on a diet. As I said, like, he has to want, and he has to want the tools. Then he has to realize that it's benafsho. So you're only fooling yourself, you're not fooling the doctor. Omra HaNefesh Zayikshu Alai Li Porit. So again, like, what's the flow? You have to keep the flow. You have to feel excited about a Koras HaTov. You have to feel it, internalize it, want it, desire it. The Guf's answering right, but the Nefesh doesn't believe it. It says it's not something you have to work on. and it's not simple. But certainly you have to get rid of the poison. So that's what he's saying now. First of all, they have to stop making like a primary point of the day that they have to be comfortable. That push for that. The second one is talking. Because talking, you end up talking about things and wanting kavod and kina. We learned this in the Chavis Halavas, if you remember earlier in the Shar, where he pinpointed talking as one of the two great, too much talking, too evil, he said. Right, he said, remember he said, talk as little as possible, even if you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Even if you're doing it als gaiva, you want to project an image of a tzaddik, it's still worthwhile, he says. This is what we learned earlier in the Shara.
There's one that's going to ask a question.
Yeah.
She's talking to a group of women, that's what we do, we talk. No, really, it's the nature of women.
He's just, he's not making an issa to talk. He's saying talk as little as possible. Minimize your talking. No good comes out of talking. He's not machalic between men and women. So do it as little as possible. What do we tell children? Don't talk until you're spoken to. Don't talk unless you have something to say. That's what he was saying. Don't talk unless you have something to say. I know when I was going out, when I was with that experience of going out, so I don't, like you talk, and like you don't want it to be silent. Like even if it's silent for 5 seconds, it's like this is no good. But then as you get comfortable, let's say it's going well, and you get comfortable with each other, you can really just, you can be silent. You can be silent, there's nothing wrong. You don't have to talk. That's what Chavis Halavas holds. And you know, he says a lot of not good things come out. You talk and you start talking about things, and one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you're in kina, and what does he say? Kina, and you want kavod, and you want to be praised. So what's the eight? So the eight is to talk as little as possible. That's all. I guess I can be. Just think before you talk. That's all. That's enough of an eight. That'll already cut down. Not you. I'm not talking about you. It's already 50% you cut out. You cut out 50% of talking. That's his point. It's just. I can't get a word out of my wife. I can't get a word out of her. So really, this is such, you know, the system he's constructing is true about everything. It's true about therapy. It's true about everything in life that you want. So is it like you work with kids, a chinuch. First they have to want it, and they have to be willing to sacrifice for it. Right? No one's going to suffer the pain of the medicine unless they want to be healed. You can't just. That's such an important sentence. No one will willingly suffer the pain of the medicine unless they're willing to be healed. And then, okay, you're ready, but you're still eating the junk food. I can't do anything. You're injecting your body, your soul, your neshama with all this garbage. So I can't start. So first we have to have a plan to cleanse you, detoxify you, right? First we have to detox. First you have to have a desire. First you have to have a desire. And then you have to have not only the desire, but then you have to be ready to be makabel the tools and to do it. and you're ready to suffer the bitterness of the medicine. And you stop ingesting all the things that are making the problems in the first place. What good is the medicine if meanwhile you're ingesting into the body everything? All right, we'll stop here. Okay, I guess a good yar.
What?
What
about next week?